Tim Andrew, Party Republican. Background. Father of a Guilford County School graduate. High Point resident since 2005. Retired Marine Corps officer. 26 years active duty. MBA. Certified Project Management Professional. Demonstrated Master Logistician. GCS volunteer. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Focus the board's efforts on student outcomes and the fundamentals of education. Look for efficiencies in the budget to allow for better teacher pay and retention. Give more time to teachers for planning. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Eliminate unnecessary spending to allow more teaching assistants to help with reading. Increased reading proficiency allows all students to learn more effectively. Website, timandrew4boe.com. Guilford County Board of Education, District 8. Dina Hayes Green, Party Democrat. Background. I have served on the Guilford County Board of Elections since 2002. I have been elected to serve as board chair for the last 3 years. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My priorities are to increase student performance for all students by closing racial gaps, school safety, and workforce teacher salary increases. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? School boards should learn how students, families, and staff are racialized and stereotyped through history, structure, policy, curriculum approach, and practice. They should learn and communicate that all students, staff, and families benefit from equity-centered approaches. Website, no response from candidate. Guilford County Clerk of Superior Court, Lisa Y. Johnson Tonkins, Party Democrat. Candidate is unopposed. Guilford County Sheriff, Danny Rogers, Party Democrat. Background. The greatest qualification I have acquired is the honor of being elected as sheriff, serving close to 560,000 residents with more than 600 team members, managing a budget of approximately $80 million, two detention centers, and courthouses. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Top priority is the safety and well-being of all Guilford County citizens. Number two, agency accountability, accreditation, and transparency demonstrated through CALEA to ensure professional standards and best law enforcement practices. Number three, community engagement to proactively prevent crime and disorder. As sheriff, what steps would you take to enhance community accountability, such as prompt release of law enforcement videos and funding for mental health personnel? I will follow NC state law protocol and ethical standards regarding release of law enforcement videos. Deputies are trained to meet the best law enforcement practices to respond appropriately to mental health crises. Mental health partnerships allow for ongoing connections to treatment facilities. Website, DHRogers4Sheriff.com. Phil Byrd, BYRD, Party Republican, background, 9 years detective sergeant, 3 years operational lieutenant, 10 years captain, commanding 4 separate divisions with extensive operational and administrative experience. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. 1. Retaining current employees and creating a reliable recruiting program to fill positions with well-qualified candidates. 2. Better corroboration and transparency with the community on school safety. 3. Reducing violent crime in Guilford County. As sheriff, what steps would you take to enhance community accountability, such as prompt release of law enforcement videos and funding for mental health personnel? First, transparency on a daily basis. Videos to be shown to immediate family as soon as possible after any event involving the use of force by officers to provide transparency, public release as determined not to harm evidence. I support county or state funding for certain mental support positions. Website, philbyrd4sheriff.com, and that is the word F-O-R for philbyrd4sheriff.com.